Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
Oh, we could have done our old school when we first started. Old school,
like,
shh, we're a little dead.
Oh my God.
Hey, maybe we should explain ourselves to those that have never listened to us in the past.
Yeah.
We're just two friends that made friends doing a podcast.
Yeah, when we started this, we didn't really know each other.
Mm-mm.
I was Sandy's
customer. Sandy was my customer.
It was all a series of very random events. So.
Yeah. And we just, one day I was up here helping her, and because she owns a flower shop. We're currently in the casket room.
Yes, yes.
And we decided, she asked me, do you want to do a podcast? And I said, well, absolutely, I want to do a podcast. Yeah. And so here we are. We've had almost a year of a journey of getting to know each other. And we made a deal from the beginning that we would be authentic.
Yes.
100%. We would be authentic and never say that we agreed with each other when we didn't. And this has been quite a journey.
Yeah.
I challenge people to make those kind of friends. It's pretty cool.
It's been a very different experience for me, for sure.
Yes. How was your week?
It's been good. Flower shop's been pretty busy. You know, just doing what I do.
I know you got to stay with your grandbaby this weekend.
Yeah, get to go see my grandbaby this weekend. Oh, God. So I was down there like 2 weeks ago, and she wasn't really like sitting up by herself, or she would like kind of sort of try to crawl, like scooch on one leg kind of thing. And in 2 weeks' time, she's now sitting up by herself, crawling fully. Like, you can't leave her alone.
Oh, no, it happens fast.
It happens so fast. And I was like, oh, my God, where did my little tiny little Gigi baby go?
Aww.
So, yeah, so now she's fully mobile. And I'm having so much fun with her. Oh, my God. She's the cutest baby I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I love it. We had our fall festival in Omaha this weekend.
Yeah.
And I took my jewelry. I got to set up with Tiki Hut, and there was not a lot of people there, and of the ones that were there, there was not a lot of shoppers, but we did make some contacts and stuff, so looking forward to the fall festival at Tiki Hut.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, on the 18th.
There is a wine festival in Mount Pleasant. Their uncorked wine thing in the park. The 25th, but I'm not going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really sad about that.
Well, I know something that we are going to.
Yes.
We're going to the Edgar Allan Poe Speakeasy in Shreveport.
Yeah.
Yes. So have you decided what you're going to wear?
I haven't. What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I kind of been thinking, do we want to be matchy-matchy? Do we want to go as podcast twinsies? Or do we want to glam up a bit?
I was thinking a little bit of glam situation.
Do we want to wear our sparkly boots?
We could wear
our
matching sparkly boots. Because I also bought those boots because they're friggin' fabulous.
Girl, gotta tell you what. Okay, first of all, whenever I came inside the house with those, my husband just looked at me. Really? And I said, they're my new hunting boots. And he was like, okay, whatever. Because whenever I bring new stuff in, he usually doesn't say a word unless he thinks that it's god awful or gaudy.
Yeah.
They're my hunting boots.
My husband just doesn't say anything anymore. He's just like, oh God. Like, I walked in with that shirt that I got the other day, the sequin like crop top that I bought. And I was like taking it out of the bag and hanging it up, and my husband just walks in, he just shakes his head. Just keeps on walking.
I love it.
It's like, my God.
It's mermaid sequins.
It is, yeah. So I was thinking we could do more glammy.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't know what I'm going to wear, though.
I don't either. We've got a few weeks to figure it out.
Yeah, I'll think of something.
It's going to be fun.
So this weekend, which this is coming out a week after all this happens, this weekend. But we're going to go do some stuff for my birthday.
We are.
birthday was a couple weeks ago, and we didn't get to do anything.
Oh, no, it ended up, like, during homecoming.
Yeah, it was during homecoming, and mom's up to here, and all of that, so don't worry about it. We'll just do something later.
I think on that weekend of your birthday was when I was staying with my granddaughter. I think
there was something. I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to go do something fun for my birthday. We should go to Jefferson.
I think that would be fun.
And go antiquing. Yes. And eat at all the good food places.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did I remember, did I make this up in my head, or did Kit's Cornbread do like a remodel or something?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, here's an option of a new restaurant. They do, I mean, it's not like fancy food by any means. It's all sandwiches, but they're all cornbread based. And I thought sounded so weird, but then I went and they're good.
Oh.
They're really good.
Okay.
My youngest daughter, when she would come to visit, she liked to go by there and get their fried bologna sandwich on cornbread. I'm just thinking, that is weird. That is so, I don't know if white trash is the right word for it.
That sounds like some growing up poor in the 80s.
Yeah.
Shit is what that sounds
but
like.
We had it on white bread, not cornbread.
Oh, yeah. My mother called that glue bread. Because it sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. It kind of smells like glue, too. Mm-hmm. Some of them. Yep. Ew. Just the thought of it.
Yeah, I always like to go to that little Irish pub.
I have not. Yes, I want to go there.
They have Reuben egg rolls.
Oh, now that's very intriguing.
They are very good.
That's very intriguing. I love a good Reuben.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be there for several hours, so maybe we'll just eat at one place and then shop for a little while and then go eat at a different place.
We could see if they have any live music going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With it being the weekend.
Yeah. We're going to have fun. It's going to be great. I'm very excited to go antiquing. I haven't been to Jefferson in a long time, because the last couple of times you and I have gone, we've gone to Gladewater.
Right.
Yep. And it's always fun, because I like Gladewater because it's just the one street and then you're done. Jefferson's a little more sprawled out. And you have to, you know, move your car and stuff.
Or walk and carry.
Or walk and carry. And so, yeah. It's going to be fun, though. I'm excited.
I've walked Jefferson many times.
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
To go back and get my car to pick up said packages before, too.
Yeah.
But that is a really neat little town, though. There's so much history. It's very rich in culture there. I think that they consider themselves like a sister city to New Orleans because of the ports.
They would bring goods in on the
riverboat steamboats. They would come in through New Orleans, and they would end up at Jefferson, Texas.
Yeah, I don't even know if they still do this or not, but there used to be some type of little boat tour that you could go on, and they would, like, take you, like, and show you all the...
I think that they do still do that.
Do they still do that? Yeah. That was cool.
We went last year and took the grandbabies to a place that it was their first year to open up. It was something for fall, and they had, like, a pumpkin patch where you could go and pick out a pumpkin, but they also had a hayride. And they had a playground that was made all 100% natural. Like, there was no metal involved, no nothing. So, like, they had seesaws that were made out of tree trunks. And they had hay bale slides. And
that sounds fun.
I mean, just a whole bunch of different toys like that. And the kids had a ball. They really had a ball there. But the cool thing was it was connected. I didn't even realize the property was connected to the river. And when they were doing the hayride, they actually gave a little historical tour of the area. And we got to stop at this building. Now, they did move the building at one point in time. So it's not standing exactly where it was because they had to move it because of corrosion and stuff throughout the years. But it was during the Civil War, they had stored gunpowder in this building. And it was the coolest thing because, I mean, it was hot outside. This is Texas, so October, it is still hot. As a matter of fact, it was hot today. And they had vents in the top part of this building So they opened the door so that we could walk inside if we wanted to and feel how cool it was inside this thing. That was, it was some kind of witchcraft, because I don't know how that could be so cool when it was so hot outside.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was really neat, but they had to have a cool, dry place to store the gunpowder.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just, it was really cool to hear the history of all that. So, anyway, I like history stuff.
I like history stuff. I always like history stuff. Yeah, I'm excited about our weekend.
Me too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I love hanging out with you. We always have so much fun.
I know.
We do silly stuff, and I love it. Have you watched anything good on TV?
I completed... Listen, I'm still on Below Deck because you told me to, okay? I'm just saying.
I love Below Deck
so
much.
I finished all of the original Below Deck, and I am probably about a third of the way through Below Deck Med.
Mm-hmm. The new season of The Med just came out.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. It's going to be stupid.
Some of it really already is very stupid.
But don't you see why I love it so much?
Yes, it's addictive. And now Jerry was watching it with me. I went to bed last night. I fell asleep on. I was so tired after that fall festival. It was so hot outside. I was sweating and just like, ugh.
Yucky,
so we had dinner and sat on the couch, and I turned on Below Deck. I was going to watch them. I fell asleep, and I guess he had got up and went to the bathroom. When he came back in, it woke me up. And I woke up thinking, well, number one, I thought it was a work day. I didn't realize it was the weekend. And I thought, oh, crap, I stayed here on this sofa and slept all night long. And so I looked up at him and I said, I never even made it to bed last night. And he said, huh. Didn't correct me and tell me it was like 10:15 at night.
Oh my God.
So I don't know what time I fell asleep, but when I finally said, I'm going to bed, he was completely engrossed and he was watching it. So I'm just saying, he was watching it.
I love it.
It's some of it is like, some of the crew stuff is so dramatic. Some of it, though, I've gotten to where there's some episodes I don't even want to watch them because of the people that are the guests.
It's bad.
Some of them are the most atrocious people that have ever walked this earth.
Bad.
And I'm thinking, well, you had to have signed some kind of papers to be on this show, and it just showed your dumbassery.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And so now everybody knows what an asshole you are, because some of them are assholes.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, but like, I could just not imagine being in front of a camera and know this is going out to the masses and act that big of an asshole.
Oh, I know. Mm.
I just couldn't do it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I would love to say that it was because women have a tendency to be dramatic, but it's not just the women, it's the men too.
But like, the last season, did you watch the newest season of the original with Selene?
Yes. Could not stand her, by the way.
That was awful. Like, why? Like, any other captain would have fired her, like, Charter One.
That's not just the captain's fault, though. That should have been handled from the very beginning. She showed that she was a poor worker from the very beginning,
that
did not get handled. And that's what happened. You get to where you're almost close to the end of your charters, they're not going to try to find a new person to all of a sudden train. They're not going to do that.
But they should have got rid of her in the beginning.
Yes.
And it wouldn't have been a big
she
deal.
Was awful. And she was... She was doing some dirty stuff with a lot of people.
Yeah. And she was... I mean, she's French. Question.
Well, I mean... She had to, like... She couldn't understand where all the drama was coming from. And she was sleeping with half the crew. I don't know why these people got upset at me.
Why is everybody mad all the time? But the new season of The Med... Aisha is on there. She's the loud girl from New Zealand.
Do I remember her?
I don't know.
Was she on the regular Below Deck?
I don't remember. Did you have Captain Carey yet?
Mm-mm.
I think she's always been on The Med.
Hold up. There was one captain that was in there for a very short period of time when Captain Lee had to leave because his leg wasn't healing. He had to get the physical therapy and stuff. And I don't remember who that was. That was Captain Sandy. There was a man that came on for a short period of time. I think he was only on a couple of episodes And he was not a very, it wasn't working. He and that crew were not doing a very good job together. But at the same time, I'm just saying, like, people spend thousands upon thousands of dollars, $100,000.
Yeah.
To be on this yacht for 2, 3, 4 days, whatever. And then, and it's almost like because they're paying for this service, that they're able to treat other people like they're dirt.
I don't like it.
Like,
I don't like how you treat service people tells me everything I need to know about you.
Yes. And just because somebody's in a service industry, number one, it doesn't even mean, sometimes it doesn't even mean that they need the money. No. Some people genuinely get, you have a good job whenever you get something out of it besides just money.
Yeah.
If it feeds your soul, that's amazing. I know people who own businesses like bars and they still bartend themselves. They don't have to. They have paid employees. They choose to because they want to be there. They love that business.
I love my job. I will never do anything else.
Yeah, and some people, they choose that kind of life because, number one, it is really good money. But that doesn't mean they're destitute and should be treated that way. Like, that doesn't make them less than a human to do that. I mean, I'm just saying.
You know what I've been watching lately?
British comedy.
No. Okay. I keep saying that, but no, I started watching Private Practice.
Which is an American TV show. Which is an
American TV show, and it's highly political, and I don't know why I do this to myself. But anyway, I started watching Private Practice, and I like it. It's okay for now until I find something British to watch that's better. I've started to just, like, delete all my streaming apps and just get the BBC and just be done with it.
Yeah. Well,
I swear. Because here's the thing. Okay, so, you know, I was watching Ghost. There's a UK version of Ghost.
Okay.
So, on the American version, it's all very sexual. Like, if you are a ghost and you get to go to heaven or whatever later, it's called getting sucked off. And then if you go to hell, they'll say, like, they went down on me. It's very sexual. It is. But, like, in the UK version, that's mentioned one time. It's called that in the UK version, but it's mentioned maybe once or twice, like, in passing as a funny ha-ha thing. In the U.S. version, it's mentioned every episode. Either somebody's getting sucked off or gone down on. Every episode. And it's so unnecessary. Like, I just don't... Why does everything have to be sexual? It's icky.
Hmm.
Like, ew.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny. Not... Like, sometimes it's funny if you say something one time. But if you keep saying the same thing over and over, it becomes less and less and less funny.
Well, and it just gets, you said icky, I say gross. Like, sometimes it's too much.
Like, you know, when we play Cards Against Humanity and there's, like, a trashy card or, like, something like that. Like, you say it one time and it's funny when you say it one time.
I'm always going to play the trashy card.
Listen, if I get the card, the bigger, blacker dick, I'm always going to play that card. Like, that's one thing. You say it one time, it's funny in the moment, and then it's done. But to just beat a dead horse about it, like, it's just, ew.
I know.
It's not funny then. You keep saying something, and it was funny once, and it wasn't funny 5 times.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny 50 times. So, but, yeah, the UK version was 5 seasons and ended and tied up in a very neat little
boat. You know what? There was a show, and I don't know, this was back whenever I still had the Flicks, and I was watching it. It was called Manifest.
Did you watch that? That is a good show.
Okay, I liked it. I really liked it a lot, but I saw, am I wrong about this? I think that there's supposed to be a British version of that as well.
I don't know, but I'll look it up real quick, because if there's a British version, I would absolutely watch it.
I did like that, Manifest. I think I binge watched it whenever I was sick one year. I don't really watch as much TV as I used to. Honestly, that's why it's taking me so long to get through all this Below Deck. But I was going to tell you, since you're the one who sent me on my TikTok journey to begin with, you know, I had told you I had made friends with a lady on TikTok that sometimes I'll jump on her live videos that she does and stuff like that. And it's just kind of a community that's grown out of that. I've made friends with some other people because of it. But one of the people that's on there from time to time, he's an author. And so I ended up downloading one of his books, and I'm like that close to finishing it. And it was actually pretty cool. I mean, it was a good book. It had a really good story. It's kind of like a NCIS kind of situation. And the main character girl, she's one half of a female team wrestling thing. So it's kind of weird because it throws some wrestling in there too, but she's also working for NCIS. And so, I mean, it's pretty interesting. But I just thought that was so cool to meet somebody that lives somewhere else, which actually he is from Texas, by the way. And I got to meet his wife one day too, because she popped on there. But to get to meet somebody like that and to find out, oh, they're an author. Oh, I can look up this book on Kindle and purchase it. You know, that was really cool. Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah.
I wish I had time to do, like, I started you on TikTok and you're like, got a bunch of followers and doing all kinds of stuff on TikTok, and I just stalk people.
I'm in the Creator Pilot program.
Yeah.
And I've not even made one single sales video yet at all. I've done zero of that. They're going to kick me off because I haven't done anything. I bet.
Yeah, you better get on that. You better get on that. I feel like if I had more time and during the day, like, I could be convinced to do some stuff like that. It's just me.
I think what it is too is you got to remember, whenever I go home from work, if there's nothing else planned for me that day and I've got all my housework done, my husband works opposite schedule of me. I'm sitting at the house by myself.
Yeah.
And this is when I start making jewelry, getting on TikTok. Sometimes I'm reading a book or watching TV, but I'm empty nested, and my husband is at work in the evening times, and so I keep myself occupied, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Well, my thing is, when I get off work, a lot of the times I'm just mentally drained, and so I just want to go home and watch something mindless on TV, which is why I watch a lot of TV. And I don't, but I don't have the energy to use my brain for anything else, like think up a funny skit or think, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
See, and I know some people, they keep encouraging me, oh, you need to go live yourself, you need to go live yourself, and I haven't done that yet. I'm not afraid to go live, because I do that all the time at work, and the way I see it, all my customers, they already know what I look like, they know that I sound like cornbread,
absolutely,
because I do, and I'm okay with that.
We both
having
sound like cornbread.
Having a thick Texas accent does not mean you're ignorant, you know, but it does not bother me to do that, because I'm talking to people who know me. These people right here, I don't know them, but hey, it's just not something that bothers me, so it's not really that. But I was going to say, if not going live, but if you ever got invited to and wanted to jump on somebody else's live video, most of the time they'll ask you to have your camera turned on, at least at the beginning, so that they can see that you are a real person. And then after that, you can turn your camera off and just talk to people. And it's nothing gross. Like, they can kick you straight off if you're coming on there doing gross stuff, you know. It's not like
I'm scared of strangers, Christy.
Yeah,
like the fact that you and I are friends is straight up a miracle.
I know, we're so yin and yang.
Because I don't like to talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm like,
everybody's my
friend. Because I like to talk to you, and not, and it can go out to the masses, but I don't want to see the masses.
Yeah, I got you.
That's okay.
I probably don't have that type of anxiety anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's not my, I think mine is like on a whole different plane. I don't want to say I have PTSD, but I think sometimes that I might, like, just from situations that's happened in life. But I struggle with dealing with emotions when there's nothing I can do about it, if that makes sense. And I mean, and there it goes.
Like, yeah. I don't do well. Like, my mother always would put me in stuff when I was little, like, to perform. Like, she put me in twirling, and she put me in stuff where I had to, like, be in front of people. And I've just always had a nervous breakdown about it. And so, I don't like it. Yeah. But she would, like, make me do it. And I don't. It's not for me.
Yeah. I understand that.
She was trying to, like, break me of it.
It's been a long day.
God, it's just been long.
Yeah, typically when we get together is going to be after a long day of work. So.
Yeah. But we both kind of have crazy schedules. Okay, so speaking of TV and all that kind of stuff, what do you think about all the people deleting Netflix and, like, unsubscribing from Netflix? Have you seen that?
Did not know that was happening because I'm not on.
You're not on Netflix. Okay, well, they've started making TV shows for little baby children about transgenders.
Why?
I don't know. And, like, there's multiple multiple TV shows for little kids with gay parents, which I don't have as much of a problem with that. There are families that have two moms, two dads, like, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with transgenders. I have a problem with talking to children about it.
That is for their parents to do.
That is for their parents. So, if you have, like, I'm not going to delete my Netflix because I have shows that I like to watch on Netflix. I'm not deleting my Netflix over that. But if you have children, pay attention to what they're watching. Because, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had to, like, have a conversation with my daughter about pay attention to what she's watching. If you want to leave her in front of the TV for a little while and it's like Blue's Clues or something from the 90s or early 2000s, it's probably safe. But, like, do not leave her in front of Miss Rachel and walk away.
Girl, I'm going to tell you what. Speaking of that, I remember times that I did do that. I don't know. Maybe being Gen X, it's just because we did have freedom. We had so much freedom when we were kids. Freedom to just go and explore and do. And you weren't worried about somebody's going to try to snatch your kid. Or you weren't thinking about these things. And when my kids were younger, I did start to worry about those things. So I did not leave them unattended outside like that.
Yeah.
Not really until maybe they got a little bigger and they might play kickball with the other kids or something, as long as they stayed together. But I didn't think twice about, oh, they're watching a show for kids, and I just let them watch it. Didn't know anything about it. And then I saw a documentary. I think it was on Max. But it was about that TV show, All That.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Did you watch that?
I loved that show.
I know.
It had some adult humor in it, but I was also like in, I was older.
Yeah, watching see, mine that. Were not. They were younger. And like, I had no idea that there was that kind of adult humor in it.
I was in high school, so I thought it was funny.
Did you watch that documentary?
I haven't. I haven't
seen that. It was heartbreaking.
Like, I've seen little clips of it on TikTok, but I haven't watched the documentary. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious because it was like tongue-in-cheek, jokey, like kind of adult stuff, but in a teenage way.
Well, they were always trying to hand kids pickles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I absolutely did not watch it. I didn't think twice about it. It was Nickelodeon. It was for kids. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Nick at Night. Didn't think anything about it.
I felt better letting my kids watch Nick at Night than I did letting them watch Nickelodeon during the day. Because on Nick at Night, they had, like, Bewitched and, like, shows that were more wholesome than what was on regular TV. So, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can look back on so many parenting fails whenever it comes to that kind of stuff. But our world is just getting crazier and crazier, I swear.
Yeah. There's so much going on right now.
And I'm not saying that that kind of stuff never happened back then. It just didn't happen as often, and it wasn't put in people's faces. And I still believe that some people may not ever make the choices that they're making had somebody not put it in their face as a choice.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I remember when I was a kid, I got my first bicycle when I was, like, 5 or 6 years old, my birthday party. And at 5 or 6 years old, I was allowed to ride my bike on the... I lived out in the country, so it was dirt, blacktop road, a mile down the road to the cemetery and back.
Yeah.
At 5. And I played in the cemetery all day. I'm Nobody came looking for me.
I cannot believe that you played in the cemetery as a child.
I had friends, but they were all dead. They didn't talk back.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And that's just, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about me.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
But I was 5 or 6 years old riding a mile down the road to the cemetery and just hanging out for as long as I wanted to, and then riding a mile back. And my parents were just like, okay, bye.
Yeah, that's what it was like whenever I was a kid. You went outside, that door got locked.
Don't come in. You get thirsty. I mean, there's a water hose. Like,
my mom always would ask us where we were going, and we could tell her we're going to be here, here, or here.
Yeah.
As long as she knew we were at one of the places that we told her we'll be here, here, or here, she was fine with it. We rode our bicycles all over town. I would go down to the city park in the summertime almost every day because we lived right by the city park. We go lay out on the pier with our baby oil, giving ourselves some future skin cancer.
Baby oil and iodine.
Yeah. But we would go down there, or we would, go over to a friend's house or whatever. But we would ride all over town. They used to do charge accounts at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister and I would go down to the grocery store. It was probably, I don't know, maybe a mile from our house, maybe not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we would ride down to the grocery store, and we would buy whatever snacks we wanted and tell them to put it on our parents' charge account. Get in so much trouble later when that bill came in.
Yeah, I used to do that. The Exxon station here in town used to have where you could charge gas. And Granny would let me once a month fill up my car on her charge account.
See.
That was just a fun thing that she did. Heels, you used to get charge at Heels.
I think Heels used to do that when we first moved to Hugh Springs in 2011. I think they were still doing that for some.
Mm-hmm.
I vaguely remember they were still doing that.
Yeah, they had that little yellow pad.
Yes. Now, it was the last service station like this that I knew of in our area. It lasted for quite a while, but it was in Lone Star. That used to be the Chevron station. You know, it was on the corner where the red lights are.
Yeah.
It was a full service station.
I loved that.
Yes, and I would pull up and pay the extra to do full service because he would check our oil. He would wash our windows and do all these things. It's so sweet. And they had charge accounts there. And so Brittany knew she could take her vehicle and fill up with gas there. And Daddy would come on Fridays and go pay the bill. Yeah.
I used to stop there like when the kids were little. Anytime I needed to go to Longview, I'd always stop there and fill up with gas. And he would like check my tires and check all my fluids and check all my things. And he'd go like, you probably don't need to go to Longview today. You need to get some new tires. Like, I'd be like, really? And he was like, I wouldn't do
it. Good. That was
so
Bruce.
Bruce. Yeah.
Such a good guy.
So sweet.
I think he still lives in our area. I mean, he sold the business. He's been out of the business.
Yeah.
But he's such a good guy. And I remember as a kid going down there and getting a piece of bubble gum every time they filled up the car.
Back in the day when life was just simple and easy.
Back in the day, that was a big deal to get that one piece of bubble gum.
Yeah.
You know? And nowadays, kids get pissed if you don't buy a huge pack of whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, things are so different. It's just different.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I've had many conversations with my daughter about, you know, she's going to try, you know, you're raising a kid in this day and age, and like how wild and crazy it is. Like, what values do you want to instill in your kid that is not going to be common? It's not going to be what any other parents are doing. But
yeah.
It's going to be a tough road.
I think you can find some commonality, hopefully. I mean, and she's planning on going to a little bigger area than where we're at, so maybe she'll find some people she's got some commonalities with. I feel like she will.
She's like us. She's kind of liberal in conservatism.
Well, she's planning on moving near where my daughter's at, and she's exactly the same way.
I'm trying to talk both my daughters into moving into that neighborhood specifically, and then they can live like in the same neighborhood with each other and also with Brittany.
They would love it there. I'm telling you, that is the coolest neighborhood. Do you know what Brittany told me? Did you ever watch that movie in the 90s called Now and Then?
Yes. Okay. I don't remember a lot about it, but
loved it so much. I absolutely adored that movie. It was probably Brittany's favorite movie. But the reason why she picked that neighborhood specific was because she said when they first drove into that neighborhood, that movie is the first thing that popped into her head. That's what it felt like, that Gaslight Edition kind of. You get that whole vibe of this is a family neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not a predator neighborhood. It's not, and I'm not saying there couldn't be some there, but it's young people raising families, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I told them. And I told them about the Halloween stuff that they do.
Oh, yeah.
Like all that. And they were like,
throughout the year, they have stuff going on like that. And they watch out for each other. I adore every one of the neighbors that I've met around her.
Yeah. So hopefully I can get both my kids closer to home.
And you cannot say the houses over there are not gorgeous. And most of them are brand new, too.
Yeah. Well, I know one of my daughters is already looking at houses in that area.
Well, there's one. There's a street that curves down to Brittany's on. I'm not saying the words. But Brittany's on this street down here. Yeah. There's another street that kind of comes off the side of it. So as you go up that street that's around from it, it's one of the only houses in that neighborhood that has the double doors in the front. Not French doors, but just the double front entry. And it is beautiful. Girl, it is for sale right now. I think it's still, I don't think anybody's lived in it yet. I think the housing market just kind of went down a little bit right now. So I don't know why, but there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's a brand new house.
That's great.
And there's another one on the street up, but that one is purchased. But anyway, it's just, it's pretty. It's probably one of my favorites. But my absolute favorite is just literally on the same street as hers, that little green one. It's just, love it.
I'm back on my not smoking bullshit that I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, this is nicotine free.
I'm proud of you. Mine's nicotine full.
Listen, like, I went all weekend. I kept my grandbaby all weekend. Did not smoke any cigarettes. But, like, the second I'm around my husband, like, I want to smoke.
It does happen.
And so, but I've been keeping it to like less than 5 cigarettes a day. And it's usually like 1 in the morning. If he comes by here, I'll smoke a cigarette and then maybe a couple in the evening. But I've been doing good.
I'm proud.
And then like during the day, I suck on this for all of my life.
Well, it smells good.
Yeah, it smells good and it keeps me, it scratches the itch. So we'll see. So, what else do you want to talk about today?
Oh, my God. Do you want to get into politics?
I mean, for a minute. Government shut down anybody?
I am so over politics right now. I am so over every bit of it.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
That is a great word to describe this whole thing. It is exhausting. And I, you know what? I am not so blinded by the Republican Party that I don't acknowledge that there are some bad apples in every cart.
Like,
but
I say I vote Republican, but like I don't agree with every Republican and what they have to say and what they stand for. But like, you go as Caroline Leavitt for Halloween, I'm gonna go as Pam Bondi.
Yeah. I freaking love Caroline Leavitt.
I love Pam Bondi.
I love both of them and how matter of fact that they are.
Pam Bondi went after that Blumenthal and he tried to call her out on something and she was like, how dare you call me a liar?
You're calling me a
liar? You're going to call me a liar? You're going to say I didn't tell the truth about something when you lied about your military service? You lied to get elected? You lied about this, that, and the other thing? Like, listed out everything he's ever lied about and said, now say something else to me.
But here's the deal. What I was going to say earlier is that because of the fact that people watch this news source or they watch this news source, the honest truth is
somewhere in the middle.
People are believing this because this is what they're watching and this is what they're hearing and all the reporters are telling them this is true and then you got this over here. And the honest truth is you're right. The truth is probably somewhere over here.
Do you want to touch on Candace Owens for a second?
I mean, we can if you want to. I'm still riding fence on her.
Well, I don't like her and I think she's a shit stirrer. And I think she would be well served to shut her fucking mouth for one thing. But TPUSA did come out today and confirm that the text messages that she's been releasing are legit.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm saying I'm riding fence about her, because here I'm going to tell you something that is a confession that is complete honesty, okay? This is not the confession. You already knew this, but I grew up 100% conservative.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a very Christian household.
Yeah.
Okay? Not only did I grow up, now listen, I was not a Christian then, but I grew up that way, and we were always taught, no matter what, you support Israel. And then, on top of that, I became a Christian later in life, as an adult already, and that's when, you know, back to teachings, this is what you're being told. And I had to come to an understanding that you can love and support a people and not 100% agree with what
and also not
government
fund
leaders
their
are doing.
Wars.
Yeah.
You know,
so this is why I said I'm
80s.
Kind of riding the fence on Candace, because when she first started coming out and kept saying all this stuff about Israel, it made me feel some kind of way inside. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
It made me feel some kind of way. But now I'm just kind of like, I don't know what I feel.
It wasn't even that for me. It's that sometimes she says things that should not be. She makes things public at a time when it's not appropriate for it to be made public.
I'm going to agree with you on that.
Like, let things play out and then talk about it, which is what we do here on our podcast called Little Bit Dead. We watch things play out and we let it be over and then we talk about it, which is how should do things.
Or either that or report what's being reported. This is
yeah,
this,
like
this is
we
dead,
don't.
But there's also this.
She speculates too much. But back to Israel for a second. Like back in the 80s when I was growing up, you know, that was from the pulpit every Sunday at church. You support Israel no matter what. You do this and that and the other for Israel because that's God's chosen people. Well, those people from Israel have just taken these dumbass Americans are going to support us no matter what we do and have gone off the rails.
I want to take that back a notch, though. I don't think it's those people. I think it's a select
certain
few
people,
leaders.
Certain people
yes.
have taken it and been like, these dumbass Americans have been indoctrinated to support
yes.
us no
but
matter
we
what
have
we wanted.
Been.
But we have been.
But see, in my heart of hearts, I still do have a certain kind of feelings about this. And so that when Candace started really speaking out hard on that.
That's not even what it was for me, though, with her.
But it was. It was yeah. for me. That was when I started kind of stepping back. Because listen, girl, when she was dishing all the dirt on Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, I was for it.
Yes.
I was for it. I was listening as much as I could.
Yeah.
But, and I told you before, I love to listen to podcasts while I'm at work. I love to do that. I've got sometimes that I don't have customers in the store and I can be doing busy work and I can turn that on and listen while I'm working, and I do that. And I loved listening to her, and then she started kind of getting into this stuff with Israel, and I was kind of like, oh, that made me feel some kind of way. And then just kind of seeing so many people that have come out and speaking about what is happening, you know, and here's the deal. Once again, there's more than two sides to a story.
Mm-hmm.
There's this story here, then there's this one, and the truth
and then there's
is
the
somewhere
truth,
right
somewhere
here.
In the middle.
Yeah, and that's what I firmly believe is there's some truth right here. And I do believe, and this is where I've come to peace at, that you can support and fully love a people without always agreeing with their government. And I'm going to give you my for instance. I 100% love America. I'm an American. Mm-hmm. I do not support and love what all of our political leaders do.
No.
Absolutely not. Some of them cannot stand.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who I love right now?
Is it the one that I sent you?
John Kennedy, I swear to God, every time he opens his mouth, it's just a soundbite.
Everybody needs to go and
go on TikTok or go on Google or go on something and
YouTube,
just
you can
look
do it, yeah.
at him talk. It is the funniest, like.
You know what is the best part about
you don't
him?
Like the cops? Next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
You want to defund the police?
Yeah, you want to defund the police? God, oh
I love him, but the funniest thing about everything he says is that
true.
He's dead serious
he's
when
dead
he says
serious.
It. And that makes it even funnier.
He says that shit with a straight face, and I'm
I
like,
know.
Oh my God. It cracks me up. I love him so much.
And ever since I started looking at him, it just keeps calm. It's in my news feed constantly now. The rest of America's getting to know him now.
You texted me that, and I had already, like, that morning, it had already been, like, on my For You page. And I was, like, sitting there cracking. Like, in the morning times, I get up, I get my cup of coffee, and I go sit next to my husband. We don't talk, because don't talk to me when I first get up. I have nothing to say.
Absolutely.
And so I was sitting there, like, laughing my ass off. And he's like, what are you doing?
Did you make him listen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I turn my volume down, because he's hard of hearing. So he's got the TV up, like, real loud. But I turn my volume down on my phone just to...
Yeah.
And then captions, you know? And I was sitting there laughing my ass off, and I was like, you have to listen to this. Like, it's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. And it was just a compilation video of shit he said. And we were both sitting there laughing.
I know Jerry, so Jerry, I made Jerry watch with me. He was dying laughing. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I really like him a lot. I do. Now, ask me, do I 100% support everything he does?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that he makes me laugh. I mean, that's to be determined, you know?
Well, he's a career politician, and he's calling for the end of career politicians.
Yeah.
Like, term limits. Like, that, you know, he knows what's up. Yeah, he's from Louisiana. My daughter lives in Louisiana. She loves him. Very much.
I'm for him. My God, why can't we have him instead of freaking Jasmine Crockett? Can we please swap?
No, she's done. She's done.
Oh, jeez.
She's trying to sell t-shirts, pay her rent or something.
I don't know if I believe all that. I told Jerry, like, she just needs to move to California and go run for office over there.
Like, why are you running for office in Texas? Like, if you have that...
Okay, you know how people are saying how people from other countries are coming into our country because they don't like how things are in their country, but then they're coming over here and trying to force this country to be their country?
Yeah, like flying the flags and like doing all the things. Like, if you love your country so much, fucking go back to Venezuela.
Well, this is what I'm going to say. Let's say you live in a southern conservative. This is so funny because y'all... When people say the party switched places, listen, no, they didn't. The North and South switched places. Yeah. So we're really, like, our mindset is more like what the North was back during the Civil War.
Yeah.
At this point, because the Southern states tend to be, not the big cities, but the states for the majority tend to be a little more conservative. Or a lot more conservative.
Yeah.
And, no, I just feel like if you don't like Texas politics, why are you running for office in Texas?
Leave, bitch.
Get out the way.
Let somebody that loves Texas...
Can we give a round of applause for Texas being redistricted?
Yes, we can. Yeah, I love that for us. Yay for Texas. Mm. Government shutdown.
Here's what we know. Here's what we don't know. It's all a bunch of...
Well, like, John Fetterman, I like him. And I've liked him for a long time. Even when he was still doing Democrat stuff, I still liked him. Because he was very into the truth of the matter. And when he was first running, he had, like, just had a stroke or something. And, like, he was not right. But... He won the election. He was voted in. And as soon as, like, and he went to his speech therapy and he got his speech and everything back on track. And everything that's come out of his mouth has been truth speaking.
Yeah.
And
I think what's going to end up happening.
I love him, though.
I think what we're about to see happening is a lot of the old school Democrats are going to be moving. They're going to be taking a little trip over here to the right side a little bit because
it's gone too far. Yeah. And the whole government shutdown right now is about we don't want to give. Do you know how much I pay for health insurance right now?
Oh, yeah. We've discussed this.
For me and my two boys that are in their 20s and should be paying for their own health insurance, and they will be after this year because I've told them mommy's done. $998 for health insurance a month. And these immigrants that come here illegally, I'm not even going to call them immigrants because that's not what it is, coming here illegally, and they just get free health care, free dental, free everything.
But they do not. They do not, according to the Democratic Party.
Free Medicaid?
There's already rules in place that prevent that from happening, supposedly.
But that is what is happening.
That is what's happening.
Like,
did
there
you,
are rules.
You know the loophole, right?
No.
You know the loophole, so they're still getting it?
No.
Okay, so all they... Do you remember Catch and Release?
Yes.
Okay.
The Obama, Biden, Catch... Well, Obama did some Catch and Release shit, too.
Catch and Release. So, let's say you come over here to this country illegally, and they catch you, and then they release you. You are, at that point, no longer a illegal immigrant. At that point, you are considered a...
Asylum?
No, it's not asylum. I want to say that it's like you're considered you're a criminal, basically. I don't want to put words in the mouth. I don't want to change up what it's saying, but basically it means you are no longer illegally here. You are now a criminal. And guess what? Criminals in the United States have rights. So let's say you did something that was illegal and it's a federal offense. So you get in trouble, but yet they're... how they handle it is catch and release. So you're not spending any jail time. You're captured. Now you're in the system and you're released. But now you're qualifying for all of these benefits because you're no longer considered an illegal immigrant. Lots of people qualify now because of that in states like California, Oregon. All those places, they qualify now.
God almighty damn. You know what? It's bullshit. Bullshit.
And we've already discovered California is going to do... Gavin Newsom, he's going to do whatever he wants.
Oh my God, I saw the funniest meme. It was the funniest TikTok I've ever seen in my life. I laughed.
Was it about Trump finally grabbing up?
Oh, it was like... Footage has been found of Trump grabbing a pussy, like, and it was this whole buildup to this piece of shit. Trump is here's actual photos and video of him grabbing a pussy and like this and that and the other. And I'm like watching it, going, "Oh, is this gonna really show like him doing something bad?" No, it's him shaking hands with Gavin Newsom. I like to have shit in my pants. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I love that so much. I love it so much.
Do you follow Spencer Pratt on TikTok?
I don't follow. I've watched. I don't follow.
I love Spencer Pratt. I follow him. He cracks me up. He says the quiet parts out loud, all of them. Yeah. He's great. Oh, and they arrested the person that started the Palisades fire.
Oh.
Because it was intentional.
Like we did not know that. Like we didn't already say that.
Okay. Well, yeah. But there was an arrest made today. According to TikTok, there was an arrest made today. It was some 29-year-old liberal dumbass.
Well, poor Diddy got blamed for a lot of that.
That's true. Oh, God. Did you see where the day of his sentencing, he had already made like speaking engagements in Miami thinking that he was going to get released?
No.
Yeah. According to TikTok, he had like all these speaking engagements that were like booked for like a couple of days out from his sentencing because he thought they were just going to release him and he was not going to do any time.
Maybe he's having fun hanging out with R. Kelly right about now.
Oh, I hope so.
Maybe. You never know.
I can't with people. I just can't. What is wrong? Like, what is wrong?
Well, I will tell you this. What is being reported as the cause of the shutdowns in most, y'all got to understand, just because the majority of something being said, that does not mean that it's true. What's popular is not always right, and what's right is not always popular. I'm just saying. But it's because of Trump wanting to protect all his ability to spend this money, supposedly, is what I keep hearing.
This is another thing that I've seen recently, is since, you know, Trump's been firing all these government scientists that are just not doing anything, like, mm-hmm. they're just taking a paycheck. Have you noticed that this hurricane season, there's been no hurricanes make landfall in the United States?
I actually was watching one thinking that it was going to, and it did not, but that's
interesting. I mean, like, have you noticed that?
Never paid attention to
because, that. Because, like, and after that whole cloud seeding thing with the whole thing in Texas, like, all of that, that hasn't happened again. Nothing like that's happened again.
Well, people said that you were wearing a tinfoil hat if you believed that cloud seeding was such a thing, and now we know. Who was it? Oh, it was Senator Kennedy that said we need to come up with some new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have already come true. Dang it.
I fucking love him so much. He makes me happy.
Oh, I know it.
He just makes me so happy. But yeah, like,
Senator Kennedy, you need to come be on our podcast.
Oh my God. If I could listen, I may look into that. I may see if I can get him.
That would be amazing.
See if he's got contact, but I can find it. I'll write him a letter. Oh, right here it says email Senator Kennedy.
If you ever happen to be in Texas, we would love for you to stop by.
Yeah, it's got a link right on, he's got a website, and right here it says email Senator Kennedy.
Nice.
So I may send him an email and go, hey, would you be interested in doing a phone interview or something with us and just be funny on our podcast?
Just tell him to talk to us because he'll be funny.
Like, can you just give us 47 different sound bites and we'll just release them one day at a time? God, I love him so much.
I know.
He makes me happy.
I think if Jerry Brown was to ever run for a political office, he would be very similar to Senator Kennedy, but he would be like a more dirty Uncle Joe version of it.
Do you know how many people in this town are named Jerry Brown?
No. I know that I know of two.
I know three different Jerry Browns. One, two, three. I know three different Jerry Browns. One of them actually lives in Pittsburgh, but his name is Jerry Brown.
Well, I know another one that lives here in Hugh Springs.
Yeah, he sent us wildflowers today. Because it came across Flower Shop Network, and I was like,
you thought my husband was sending somebody else flowers.
Who the fuck is Jerry Brown sending flowers to?
His wife.
He's like, I love you.
Common names, I swear. Did I ever tell you when we lived in Lone Star?
Yeah.
We went to the mailbox one day and there was a summons for Jerry to appear because he was like about to be under arrest. So, we didn't know what to do. I mean, it was a summons to appear, so we just went up to City Hall and said, here I am. And they just started laughing. They said, you can go. You can leave. You're not the right guy. Like, they somehow ended up putting it on our address. But there was another Jerry Brown that lived a street over from us. And the post office had messed up our mail one day. Instead of looking at which P.O. box to put it in, they put our gas bills in the wrong box, and I didn't think twice about it because the gas bill was in my name. It still is, matter of fact. The gas bill is still in my name. Half the bills are in Jerry's name, half of them are in my name, and this one came in the mail as Jerry Brown. I didn't look at the address. I just paid it. Next thing you know, our gas got shut off. Our gas got shut off for non-payment. We paid the other dude's gas bill.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And so I called the gas company, and they said, you still didn't pay. We had to pay the fee for them to come back and reconnect it. Now, they did take the money from his account and put it back on ours, but we had to pay the reconnection fee because I did not pay our bill. I paid this other dude's bill. Yeah.
Wow.
So I learned after that, you better look at the address, you better look at the names, because that bill was supposed to have been in my name, not his. So I guess this other guy got the bill in my name and just threw it away. Bait. Yeah. He was just happy as a canary over there.
With his gas, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
People be peopling.
Mm-hmm. Dang Jerry Brown. Well, girl, I don't even know what else to say, though, about the whole deal. I really think that people need to get their heads out of their asses and do the right thing. And the right thing is not... Here's the deal. You know what? If somebody walked into your house and they said, I just decided you have a nice house and I want to live here, would you just say, okay,
cool. Sure. Bye.
And then they walk in and start getting your groceries out of your refrigerator.
And taking your boots out of your closet.
You're going to let them take your food. Let them get in your wallet and take your money. Let them get in your wallet and take your health card. Would you just let somebody walk into your house and do that? We have locks on our doors of our homes for a reason. It is no different than it should be with our country.
Here's the thing. Locks are to keep your friends out. That's my granddaddy. That's a ranchism. Locks on your door just keep your friends out. Because if somebody bad wants in, they're getting in.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened in this country.
It kind of keeps an honest person honest, having the lock on there. But I'm just saying, you wouldn't let somebody do that. You wouldn't let somebody just waltz into your home. And that's what we've done as a nation. And I don't understand why so many people are upset saying it's because you don't care about other people. That's not it. You can care about other people and still take care of business first.
But also, in the same sentence as all that's being said, Nancy Pelosi lost her fucking mind when Texas sent immigrants into her neighbor. And I keep saying immigrants. Illegal aliens that came here illegally, bust them up and took them to her neighborhood and said, here you go.
Yeah.
You want them here so bad? You feed them. You take care of them.
Exactly.
And she lost her shit and got mad about it. Like, you expect all the people in Texas to just suck it up and deal and whatever, and then you won't do the same.
This is the truth. It doesn't affect just Texas. It doesn't.
No, it affects everybody.
It doesn't, but it's really sad. Look at our parks. You know, you talked about what it was like whenever you visited Karen.
Yeah.
And how things had changed so much because of all these issues that we're having. You know, there is a solution, and that is to lock the door. Lock the dang door. And here's the deal. I love people coming to this country. I love that. Do it the legal way. You know, and maybe we should reform the ways that are the legal ways and make it an easier process. But the fact is,
it's not that it's a hard process, because I know somebody right now doing it the right way, and it's not that big of a deal to do it the right way. It's not hard. It's not difficult.
I think it's just more time consuming.
It's a little bit time consuming, but then it's done the correct way, and you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
But here's the deal. If you come into this country, you need to be a productive citizen.
Yeah.
Don't come over here because you want people to just give you free stuff. Because guess what? There's nothing in this life that's free. Somebody's paying for that. Why is your
all these?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get in a listener email, you've only got a couple more weeks before our anniversary episode to get those in.
That's right.
So you can send us an email at werelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
That's werelittlebitdead @gmail.com.
Tell us how much you love us. Tell us how much you hate us. We want to hear it all. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think that nothing can... I'm not going to say that. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to...
All right, well, send us an email, like, subscribe. Apparently, we're going to have a YouTube channel now, so follow us on that. We'll find out. I don't know what our YouTube is called. I think it's going to be called We're a Little Bit Dead, because it goes off of your email. So I think it's We're a Little Bit Dead on YouTube. When I find all that out, I'll post it, and we'll find out what happens. Because I don't know.
We'll just see what happens.
We'll just see. I don't know. Okay, bye.
Bye.